Well, Nance, we know that you were recently in Chicago, and we heard about your amazing restaurant experiences there, but you were there with serious purpose, and that was your mother-in-law had recently passed away and take care of everything left behind, and you brought back with you some stuff from her apartment, some amazing old stuff.
Well, I have to tell you, I went through a ton of things, and if there's anything you don't want your relations to see, I'm just telling you, listeners, get rid of it now. But on the other hand, if there's something that is really special to you that you want to pass on, please tell your relations what it is. Because I had to go through things and try to guess, was this my husband's silver spoon and fork from when he was a baby? It looks like it, but could have been my mother-in-law's. I don't know. It's not marked. But I did find some wonderful things, including my favorite, the Hostess frozen food saw. And it's in like, it's just in an absolute perfect box. Stein, is this gorgeous or what?
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's this little like miniature saw that has a beautiful Bakelite handle. And I'm not sure precisely what you would do with it.
You'd saw up some frozen food.
Absolutely, because here's what it says on the box. Did you ever have a frozen food package which was too large for your family?
Never.
Here's the best way to serve only as much as you require. The Hostess frozen food saw is triple chrome plated, made in the finest tradition.
Are you going to use that? Do you think you'll have a use for it?
I definitely do.
Seems like you would.
And I probably won't use this beautiful little,
it's a
beautiful handle, a little pastry cutter.
Yeah, it's now, a Bakelite handle,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And the lovely, from Sheffield, England, Loxley pastry fork set, which is gorgeous. But I'm wondering, did my father-in-law bring this home when he was in the service? He was stationed in London? I'll never know. So it would have been really nice if I had opened this box and there had been a little sign that said, "Hey, Nance, your father-in-law brought this home from World War II." I also found some great recipes. Seriously, I'm not making this up. I threw out bags and bags full of newspaper and magazine clippings of recipes. But the ones in her handwriting I saved. And I did find a wonderful menu for a Christmas dinner that starts with a broiled cheese, deviled ham and egg appetizer and goes on to turkey and gravy, as well as mixed veg with Mornay sauce. Elegant, huh?
It sounds great. Are you going to make any of these recipes?
I just might. There's a broccoli casserole. Nah, only kidding. But there is a recipe for Tom and Jerry. You know,
that's a drink, isn't it?
Yeah,
what's in there?
Let's see. 5 eggs, a pound less than a quarter cup of powdered sugar, and a pinch of baking soda. Ooh, fat. You have to beat the egg yolks and whites separately until stiff and fold it together. But of course, there's rum and whiskey, so that will straighten out the rest of it.
Nah, I'll stick with the rum and whiskey. Can I get some pictures of this stuff? I want to put it on the web post.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'd be curious to know what our listeners have in their homes that belong to maybe a grandmother, great-grandmother, or something that belongs to you. What belongs to you that you hope your daughter-in-law doesn't sell at an estate sale?
And that you're going to let her know what it's for.
That's right.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Listeners, why don't you do that? And you can see pictures of all this stuff that Nancy brought back at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. We'll have it right there. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.